Today's Mishnah in the Sefer Makshirin, a wonderful, amazing end, is Perek Vov Mishnah Chet, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh. Now, let's move on to, instead of male milk, let's move on to regular female-produced milk, which, of course, is produced by all the mammals that we know, including the humans. And therefore, we want to talk about chalav, both from a human and from a cow, any mammal. So chalav ha'isha mitamei l'ratzon v'sholo l'ratzon, and chalav ha'behima eino mitamei ela l'ratzon. So as we saw before, when we're talking about something that is miyuchad for Adam, and it's in its essence, therefore, in mashe, it doesn't require the idea of ki yitain dunya lefi yitain. It's by definition a mashke. And obviously, there's nothing that is more humanly specific for a mashke than human milk. And so, therefore, even if there's a dripping of milk from a woman's nipples, that does not make it a non-mashke. It's always going to be a mashke. Mashe enkein, the chalav of behima is only mitame when you're actually milking the animal. If the animal is dripping milk, then why would a person be neither to that milk that's dripping? And it's not called human, something special for human. And therefore, as we saw, the main concept of makshirin is to create what would otherwise just be a random thing that humans can eat or can drink into something that is miyuchad for the Adam, and therefore it's mekabel tumah as being miyuchad for the Adam. Because anything that is not connected to Adam is not mekabel tumah. Omer Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, isn't it a kal vachomer that the same din would be true about at least cow milk? I mean, if the chaleva isha, she'en miyuchad elok miktani, human milk is basically only for infants, you know, and nonetheless we say, well, that's definitely a human mashke, and it's betami l'rotzayin and shelo l'rotzayin. So then the chaleva b'beima, which you're keeping this animal in order to give its milk to the dairy. I mean, it's going to be used by adults, by anybody, both the ketanim and the gdolim. So isn't it clear that it's even more of a human product? So, you know, didn't you tamei l'ratzon, v'shelo l'ratzon? I mean, it's far more used by people than a human mother's milk is used. I mean, many women are not, you know, they're finished nursing their children and they're dripping milk, and then who's going to use that milk? By shaking, by the animal that's on that farm and is being raised for milking, I mean, that's for sure something that the person is a miyuchet for Adam, and therefore should be called after, even if it's your Lorotza. Omer lo, so they said to Rabbi Akiva, no, that's not really reasonable. Because, look, in Timei Chaleva Ish Asher L'Ratzon, it's true that we said, well, again, reason or Timei, it means that it's Marshal Kapal Tuma, and therefore Royal Kapal Tuma directly. That would be because we're always more machnir on the mashkim of an Ish. Because consider that if a woman is cut on her finger, Da Magdefata, this Tamei. So that we learned out before, that even the a cut is considered to be a maksha by any a human. But therefore, which is not true of a behemoth. And therefore, you're going to argue that we should be masma on the behemoth to be letame, it's chalav. Where we don't have that type of vulnerability to tuma, where damagafata of a animal actually is not maksha. So you can't compare the dinim that we're going to be machmir on an isha, which is across the board, to go ahead and be machmir on a behima, which will not be across the board. It's much more difficult to have that mashka from an animal to be considered an actual mashka. So if that's the case, the same thing would be true of the Chalav itself. There's some who are connect this to the fact that the parsa that Chalav is Nechav and Asa, Dam is Nechav and Asa Chalav. So that there's a direct connection between Dam Magafata and the Tuma of the milk. But most of the Shalim don't understand that to be the point. And it's just simply a question of the Chumra of Mashkin on Behema versus the Chumra of Mashkin from a eunuch. Omar Lahamsu with the Akiva said to the Chachamim, you can't tell that because you have to be more mafner when it comes to Dam than you are when it comes to Cholok than you are when it comes to Dam. So don't bring me a raya from the Dam that is not Makshir by a Behemoth. That doesn't prove anything. Because I'm more machmir on Cholok than I am on the Dam. Let's say that somebody wants to remove too much milk in an animal. Maybe the animal is infected and you can't use that milk for humans, but you want to get rid of that milk so it doesn't cause an impact in the udder of the animal. So all of that milk, the din is that it's still considered to be tameh if you are removing it, and like all mashkin, that itself is considered to be eat and then the kiyunta. It's not vice versa. Is it that kiyunta and then the kiyunta? Whereas amekiz, if you would let out dam from the behema, then it's tar because it's not called dam chalalim, which doesn't apply to animals. It's our fish b'chelim kamayim dafka in those circumstances. So that shows that the din of cholav is more chomer. That's why I'm saying the cholav of a behema is makshir, even if it's not the rotzayim, even though a dam would not be makshir. Say the chachamim, look, take a look at the din of salei zeitim va'anavim yofich. So over there, we're talking about a basket that leaks. And if it's leaking, then if you have zeitim v'anavim in it, the mashkin that comes out is considered, if they're yotzimim l'rotzim, are tameim. But if you don't want them because they're going to leak out, of course, in the end, we made that gezeira with all the discussion between Hillel and Shammai, but what might have been over there is that if the person is happy to be able to get the mashka and it doesn't want it to remain inside of the zeitim v'anavim, it would be a obviously that's the essential thing of action. But if you don't, then it's tahor. Why isn't milk from an animal? Why are you claiming that it's different than oil from zeisim that's leaking or grape juice that's leaking? I don't understand. I mean, in all of these cases, even though the mashkin itself is usable by unions, we say that it absolutely has to be the ratzon. That's the din that's been throughout this mesechet. So why are you saying that this is different than that? Well, so Rabbi Akiva said, of course it's different. It's totally different. Zeitin v'anavim are not liquid. They are oifer, correct? Now, since they're turning into a mashken now, it's only now, and if it was originally meant to be an oflin, what turns it into a mashke if the person doesn't want it? That's exactly the din of a ki yutan dumilaki. Itain, Mashenken, Chalav begins as a Mashkin. And as a Mashkin, Mashkin are Mitamin. And if Vuchatfila it's a Mashkin, then it's a perfectly good thing. If it's meant for humans, it's a perfectly good thing that will give it the Hashivas of Kabbalah's Tumah from the very beginning. You don't need him to want it to come out. Don't talk to me about things that are coming out of a solid thing. That's the last thing you should have brought a raya from. Ad kan haita tshuva. That's the end of the information that we have of the discussion between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we actually continued the discussion. And we were sitting in front of Rabbi Akiva, and Mikan ve'elef, Mishimim lefanav. So we said, okay, you are saying that you can't bring a raya from the Anovin and from the Zaysim. But I mean, what about the most standard case in the world? Megishamim. Megishamim begin as liquids. And nonetheless, even though Tvilatan v'sofon nashka, I mean, that was like the beginning of the whole discussion. Like, this whole Masechet is built on the idea that Mashkin like Yishamin are not going to be Makshir unless a person specifically wants them. So, I mean, yeah, you were lucky that the Chachamim asked you only from Zaysim Vanofen. So you had a comeback. That starts off as an earth. But the classic example would have been Yishamin. Said Rabbi Akiva, long, listen, you're missing the whole point. What I'm talking about are mashkin that are choshev because of their relationship to humans as a mashke. That's why I'm saying you're raising cows for milking. And you're telling me that it's not human milk in the sense of it's not a mashke that relates to humans. That's what I'm saying is crazy. What are you bringing from Raya from rain? Rain isn't meant for humans. Rain goes all over the planet, it's last I heard. I mean, unless you think whenever you walk down the street, you're the only one getting wet. I mean, there are people who believe that the sun indeed rises and sets only on them. But I got news for you. I mean, Gishamim fall all over. It falls la'aratzot, ve'le'ilanot. So it's nothing about it shows that it's miyuchad for Adam in the first place. I'm talking about a special situation over here. And obviously, that's the whole point. Why are we talking about Heksher in general? My whole discussion revolves around Chalav, the special relationship of Chalav, and therefore it can cause a Heksher and its Mekabel Tuma without requiring the addition of Ki Yimayim al Sera, which of course is a reference to the Shayim. Hadran Allah Hamalan, this Vikalon Besefet Machshirin.